弟兄姐妹平安。Good morning, brothers and sisters. Usually. So, it's a great blessing to be back here to share the word of God with you today.
对我来说真的是莫大的荣幸可以让我可以回到这里来跟大家分享福音。
Today our message comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1 to 11.
今天我们的信息在哥林多后书第一章第一节到第十一节。
Let me share with you something.
让我可以来分享，跟你们分享一些事情。
I found out that after people become a Christian, they often struggle with one question.
我发现当一个人变成基督徒之后，他们总是有这样子一个问题在困扰他们。
And that question is, why do bad things happen to good people?
这个问题呢，就是为什么坏事发生在好人身上？
And why do good things happen to bad people?
还有就是为什么好的事情发生在坏人的身上。
There are a lot of different reasons why somebody would ask that question.
很大一个问题，为什么人会问这个问题呢？
Many people see becoming a Christian as a way to get something better out of life.
因为很多人都觉得要变成一个基督徒是因为他们想要变得更好。
Many people come to Christ because they want a better body through healing.
可能来到神的面前为了要得到一个更好的身体得到医治。
Many people come to Christ because they want, their prayers answered prayer.
可能有人来到基督的面前是为了让他们的祷告蒙应允。
Now on the one hand, this is completely appropriate.
一方面来说呢这可能是非常的合理的。
God does heal.
神确实是会医治。
But not always.
但是神不总是会医治。
God does answer our prayers.
神确实会应允我们的祷告。
But not in the way, sometimes in the way that we want to.
但是很多时候不是按照我们的心意来应允我们的祷告。
But I say that every single one of you who came here today would agree with me that there's something better about your life because you are a Christian.
但是呢我在这里可能每个人都会同意我的说法。当我们成为一个基督徒以后我们确实会变得更好。
Becoming a Christian,has helped us in many ways.
作为一个基督徒真的是可以帮助我们在很多的方面。
But here's the problem.
但是有一个问题。
It's only half the story.
我刚刚说的只是故事的一半。
What I mean is, when you become a Christian, getting better is only half the story.
我的意思是说你生活变得更好只是变成基督徒的一半的信息。
I mean, many people have the misunderstanding that they think getting better is,all that is for Christianity.
可能很多人有这样子一个误解觉得变成基督徒然后所有的一切都会变得好了。
They think, oh, come to Jesus, and God, and Jesus will make me better.
他们觉得来到耶稣的面前耶稣一定会让我变得好。
You know, when you get God, God will give you whatever you want.
你来到神的面前神会什么东西都给你。
But you see, that is not the gospel.
但是我们看到这并不是福音。
But that's what many preachers, especially when I go around Asia, they are selling to people Sunday after Sunday, that message.
但是呢很多的人尤其是在亚洲的那些传福音的他们可能就是周复一周的把这样的一个信息这样子送给别人。
But when you come to the pages of scripture, I see something much more different.
当我们来到圣经本身的时候我们看到有很多不同的有很不一样的信息。
I see a faith that not only brings good, but it also helps you deal with the bad.
我们看到这样的一个信心不光会为你带来好处也会让你能够更好的去面对困难。
And that's what separates Christianity from all other religions.
这就是让基督教和其他的宗教有不同。
See, Christianity acknowledges affliction.
这个基督教是关于患难的这样子一个知识。
Affliction for people who are non-Christians?
对不是基督徒的那些人所经历的患难。
And affliction for those who are Christians.
还有就是已经成为基督徒的那些人所受的患难。
Christianity sympathizes with affliction because it shows us a savior.Who died on the cross.
基督教对于那些受患难的人是充满着怜悯的因为我们看到这样子一位救主在十字架上为我们而死。
Christianity deals with affliction through the comfort that comes to us from God through Christ.
基督教为我们带来这样子的一个安慰，这个安慰是从父神而来的，借着耶稣基督来到我们身上。
And so 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 through 11 is the most extensive passage in scripture that teaches us about how to deal, how to handle affliction.
在整本圣经当中，《哥林多后书》第一章一到十一节，可能是最完备的告诉我们，我们应该怎样来经历患难。
It helps us understand affliction.
我们首先要来看一下什么是患难。
It helps you make sense of it.
我们怎么样去理解患难呢？
It teaches us how to deal with affliction.
然后呢，我们就要看一下怎么样子可以去对付患难。
So something that can be so difficult can end up to be a blessing to you and to others.
有一些事情看上去是如此的艰难，但是可能会给你带来祝福，也给别人带来祝福。
Now, the first question I have to ask, we have to ask ourselves is, what does Paul mean by the word affliction?
第一个问题我要问的呢，就是保罗这里说的患难指的是什么？
There are two passages in this book, 2 Corinthians, where Paul uses this word.
在那个哥林多后书当中有两个章节，两段话，保罗用了患难这个词。
One is in the passage that we just read.
其中第一个呢，就是在我们刚才所读的那个经文当中。
The second is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 12.
第二个段落呢，就是在哥林多后书的第四章。第七节到第十二节。
I'll need to go automatically to the slide number 6. It has that, because slides 2 through 5 is the passage we just read. So let's begin by reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse, starting with verse 7.
让我们一起来读哥林多后书第四章第七节到第十二节。
Let's read it in Chinese.
让我们一起来用中文来读。
我们
有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着基督的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却是在你们身上发动。
Now, many people think that the word affliction means persecution.
很多人觉得患难就是逼迫。
And there's a good reason for that.
这个是很有道理的。
Because Paul directly mentions persecution.
因为保罗在这里，他明明的就写到了有逼迫。
And certainly affliction does include persecution.
那个患难确实是包括了逼迫。
But does it include anything else?
但是它还包括一些别的事情吗？
Go back to verse 8.
请你回到第八节。
Paul says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.
保罗说我们四面受敌却不被困住。
Perplexed, but not despairing.
心里作难却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
So the word affliction embodies everything that Paul has said in these verses.
所以患难呢，对保罗来说，就是包括了这里所说的方方面面。
So what is affliction?
所以患难是指什么呢？
Human weakness and human difficulty.
可能指的就是人的软弱，还有人所处的困境。
Affliction is sickness.
患难包括人的疾病。
Now Paul goes about this in other places.
保罗在其他的地方也有提到。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 13.
在加拉太书第四章十三节。
He tells the Galatians, "You know that it has because of a bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you at first."
他对那些加拉太教会的人说，你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因为身体有疾病。
Why did Paul end up in Galatia to preach the gospel?
为什么保罗到了加拉太然后去传福音呢？
Because he got sick and he was stuck in Galatia.
因为他生病了，所以没有办法，只好在加拉太待下去。
So that's affliction.
所以这也是一个患难。
Affliction is disaster.
患难是灾难。
When war breaks out,
当战争爆发的时候
When a building, apartment building burns down.
当公寓楼被烧毁的时候。
Affliction is disappointment at the sins of others.
我们可能看到别人的罪过的时候觉得很失望。
You find out that your close friend has been lying to you for months.
可能你发现你最好的朋友对你说谎说了好几个月。
Affliction is losing your job during the pandemic.
患难也包括比如说在疫情流行的时候你可能失去了工作。
See this affliction, you can put almost every single hardship that we experience into this word.
所以患难包括了所有一切你所遭遇的不好的事情。
You can say this is part of human life in this world.
可能我们就觉得这就是人生在这个世界上所要经历的。
In my case, a recent affliction happened a little bit over 5 years ago.
对我来说呢可能就是五年多以前。
Most of you know, I had cancer 5 years ago. I was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago.
可能很多人都晓得我五年多前得了癌症。
Cancer was in my nose.
我的癌症是在我的鼻腔里面。
So, I had very little saliva, very hard to swallow food.
几乎没有什么唾液然后吞咽食物也非常的困难。所以有水在我旁边。
And eating was painful because without just no sense of smell, no sense of taste, long before COVID hit.
没有味觉没有嗅觉的时候对我来说吃东西是非常难受的尤其在没有得新冠之前已经发生这种事情了。
Eating was so painful in the weeks after surgery, I'd rather starve than eat.
进食是多么的艰难以至于在我做完手术后几个星期我宁可饿着也不愿意吃东西。
The doctors were more worried about malnutrition than the cancer coming back.
那个医生对我营养不良更为担心甚至比对我的癌症的复发更为担心。
But I knew many people were praying for me.
但是我知道很多的人在为我祷告。
Many of you who were here 5 years ago, all of you were praying for me.
你们在这里五年前的很多人都在为我祷告。
And I am very grateful to you all.
我真的对你们非常的感激。
God helped me through your prayers to get me through that first year.
借着你们的祷告，神帮助我度过了那艰难的第一年。
So this word affliction really speaks to me.
所以患难对我来说是一个很重的字眼。
I think this word speaks to you as well.
对于很多人来说，你们也觉得患难是很重的字眼。
Sickness.
疾病。
Sin.
对。
Economic hardship.
可能经济上的困难。
Persecution.
逼迫。
All these come under the category of affliction that comes to believers.
这所有的一切都是对于信徒来说患难的各种各样的方面。
But now, let's go to the next slide. 2 Corinthians, go back to chapter 1, verse 3.
但是当我们来看到下一页就是哥林多后书第一章三到五节。
Every time you see the word affliction, another word is mentioned. What's the word?
我们看到患难然后有另一个词我们也看到了那个词是什么呢？
For example, if I say it in a sandwich, if I say peanut butter, what do you say?
我说那个 peanut butter, 花生酱的时候你们想到什么词？
Jelly, right?
果酱。
The word affliction, what word comes usually after this in this passage?
当我们看到患难之后经常跟的是什么词呢？
Comfort.
Comfort, 就是安慰。
That's the gospel.
那就是福音。
That's Christianity.
这就是基督教。
It makes it different than other religions.
这是基督教与其他宗教不同的地方。
And notice especially important where this comfort comes from.
非常重要的一点就是这样的安慰是从哪里来的呢
?It comes from God.
安慰从神而来。
Because of His mercy.
由于神他的怜悯。
Because he cares for us.
他关心我们。
And what's the purpose of this comfort come to us? What's the purpose?
为什么神要把这样的安慰给我们呢
?Well, it comes to comfort us when we're hurting.
当我们受伤害的时候神来安慰我们。
But that's not just that, but there's more.
但是还有更深层的意思。
It comes to us so that we can comfort others.
神安慰我们以至于我们可以安慰别人。
Verse 4. God who comforts us in all affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
第四节说到，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So it doesn't matter what kind of affliction it is.
所以不光是我们所遭受的患难，不管是什么样的患难。
God comforts us.
神安慰我们。
So that we can comfort others.
以至于我们可以安慰别人。
No matter what affliction it is.
无论我们所遭受的是何样的患难。
I mean, illustration is, when I talk to somebody, they say, oh, you know, Chris, you don't understand.
我给大家一个例子，有的时候我跟人家讲话，然后那些人就说 ,Chris, 你不明白。
I talk to women about birth and pregnancy.
我跟那些妇女说关于生孩子然后怀孕。
I mean, you're a man, you just don't understand.
他们会告诉我说你是男的，你不了解啦。
They're right.
也许他们是说的是对的。
I don't understand.
我确实不太明白。
However, I can sympathize.
但是我可以来sympathize. 我可以明同理，谢谢。
同理，对。Because the Bible says that if I receive comfort,
如果我
if I receive comfort, the Bible says,
这个圣经上面说，如果我得到了安慰，
then I can comfort you.In whatever you're going through.
我就可以来把安慰带给你在你所经受的一切上面。
It doesn't have to be exactly the same.
不需要完全的一样。
Because comfort comes to me in affliction.
因为我在患难当中受到了这样的安慰。
So that it might come through me to you in your affliction.
所以这样子安慰可以借着我来到你的身上来安慰在患难中的你。
This is the ministry of the church.
这就是教会它的奥秘。
We are the comforters.
我们就是那些安慰者。
And that's the way you have to think about the ministry in this church.
所以我们就要来这个看一下来思考一下安慰的这样的一个事工。
Your prayer is, thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your comfort.
我们要为所受到的安慰来向耶稣祷告。
Now use me to bless others and to comfort someone else.
请使用我，使我成为别人的祝福，可以成为别人的安慰。
Now, in the middle of this, there are two dangers we have to be careful of.
在我们做这些事的时候，我们需要意识到有两个危险。
The first is this.
第一个是
Some people emphasize that comfort comes from God, but neglect the human element in passing God's comfort.
有一些人觉得片面的强调这个安慰是来自于神的，所以他们没有完全忘掉了要在这个当中做自己的一部分。
These are people who you say that what's wrong, and they respond, "I'll pray for you."
这些就是说你跟他讲我遭遇了什么不好的，他就会说哦，我来给你祷告。
But then they don't do anything else.
然后他们除了祷告以外就不做任何别的事情了。
They don't show up with a hug or with a meal.
他们可能不会来给你一个拥抱，也不会给你送一段饭。
Like 10 years ago, when I was here,
我在这里的时候
when Emily had to go back to Taiwan early because of her health, halfway through our year here.
当我在这里的时候 ，Emily 她需要早一点回去。
Many of you cooked a meal for me because you've looked at me as a single dad taking care of two young children.
有很多人就给我送饭食，因为我是单身的父亲，然后要照顾两个孩子。
Doesn't mean that I can't cook, but
并不是说我不会做饭。
But you guys really took care of me. Physically.
但是你们在那个时候真的是安慰了我。
And that meant a lot to me.
对我来说真的是意义很大。
And it showed how God through your comforted you. You comforted me during that time.
真的是让我看到神借着你们将这样的安慰带到我的身上。
We need Jesus that comes to us and through us to other people to help them, comfort them.
我们真的是需要耶稣基督借着我们把我们成为管道，让我们可以把他的安慰。
You have to say, we are his hands, we are his feet.
我们就是耶稣的手，我们就是他的脚。
So even though our comfort ultimately comes from God, nevertheless, there's a human dimension that to bringing it to us.
安慰是来自于神，确实不错，但是我们也需要在其中做我们人所应该做的部分。
Now, that's number one. The second danger is on the other side of the problem.
这就是然后第二个问题呢，是在这个问题的另一边。
And some people will emphasize the human dimension of helping, but they forget about God.
有些人他们可能是专门注意人所要做的工，而完全的忽略了神。
We depend too much on people that we forget about God. We expect only people can help us.
我们把所有的注意力都放在人的身上，以至于我们忘了神也可以做他的工。
You turn to a person when you feel bad.
当我们来到一个心情不好的人面前的时候，
It could be your spouse.
可能是你的配偶。
Could be your coworker.
可能是你的同事。
Could be a relative.
可能是你的亲戚。
But what do you do when they can't help you?
你会怎么做当他们不能帮助你的时候？
They don't turn to anyone else.
他们不会去寻找别人。
See, comfort comes from God.
安慰来自于神。
It comes to God through us to others.
他安慰从我们借助我们来到别人的身上。
Now, it's maybe because I had to deal with sickness that throughout my family, literally.
我在我的家里面有很多很多的疾病。
I can fall into this danger.
我也可以落到这样的网络当中。
I can just send prayers and don't do anything.
我可以就这样祷告一下，然后不做任何别的事情。
Or two, I can depend too much on people and don't ask God.
我也可以走到另一个极端，就是太过倚仗于人，以至于我不去问神。
Now, I want you to notice something in verse 6.
我们看到第六节。
Next slide. It tells us one of the reasons why God allows affliction in our lives.
告诉我们为什么神允许这样的患难发生在我们的身上。
See, again, I started the sermon, you know, we were asking the wrong question.
我在开始讲道的时候就说我们问错了问题。
The wrong question. God, why do you allow affliction in the life of Christians?
我们问这样子的一个问题，神为什么你允许患难发生在基督徒的身上？
I mean, many people ask this question.
很多的人都会问这样的问题。But
instead, let me tell you, we just need to accept it as a fact of life.
但是我告诉你们，我们就是需要接受这是生活的一部分。And
ask a different question.
我们应该问一个不一样的问题。How
do we deal with it?
我们应该问，我们应该怎样去经历这样子的患难？
What does God want us to do when it comes?
神希望我们在经历患难的时候如何应对?
What good purpose can possibly come out of my pain?
在我的困难，在我的痛苦当中，有什么好的是可以出来的?
Verse 6, if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation.
第六节说，我们受患难呢，是为了叫你们得安慰，得拯救。
See, Paul went into a place and he preached the gospel.
保罗来到一个地方去传福音。
And as a result, he got affliction.
然后结果呢，就是他受到了患难。
He got sick.
他生病了。
He got persecuted.
他被逼迫。
He had all different things happen.
有很多的事情发生在他的身上。
If you read through 2 Corinthians, he talks about how many nights he lost sleep, did not sleep.
当我们看到哥林多后书读的时候，就会发现他真的是为福音失眠很多次。He
had went through a shipwreck.
他经历过海难。He
did not have enough to eat.
他没有足够的食物。He
did not have enough to wear.
他衣不蔽体。That
was his reality.
这就是现实。And
so what's the purpose of all that?
那我们这有什么目的呢?
The purpose is through all of that, he experienced all that he experienced, it allowed him to be there in the presence and pass on God's comfort to them, the Corinthians.
他的意义就在于，当他经历过这样一切的苦难之后，他可以把神的安慰来带到哥林多的这样教会里面。
I mean, if you want to bring the gospel to someone else,
如果你要把福音传给谁的话,
do you want to bring the comfort of God to someone else?
你想要把神的安慰带到那个人身上,
then you're going to have to be willing to suffer.
你也需要愿意去忍受。
When I was in seminary, I obviously had a lot of people who wanted to be pastors, my fellow students.
当我在神学院的时候，我应该说很多的同学都想要成为牧师。
But all they thought, some of them thought that, oh, just being pastor, just bring a message on Sunday.
但是很多人都以为作为牧师的话，可能就是在星期天讲道就好了。
You know, just spend all week, prepare for a sermon that lasts, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes.
所以整个星期就来那里准备讲章，讲到的话可能就是20、30、40分钟。
But as you know, what happens when you become a pastor?
但是你们想一想，真的变成牧师以后会发生什么呢？
You realize that you have a lot of sleepless nights.
你可能会真的有很多不眠之夜。
You worry about people who are straying away from Christ.
你可能会为那些渐渐偏离神的人而感到忧心。
And you look at your phone in the middle of the night, there's a person that's calling and they're going through difficulty, but it's really inconvenient to take that call.
可能有的人在半夜里的时候就给你打电话，非常的不合时机，让你觉得不想接那个电话。
But that's what it means to be a pastor,
但是这
right?
就是作为牧师所要做的事情，是吗？
So Paul reminds us of two things here.
保罗在这里提醒我们两件事情。
That the comfort that came to them, to the Corinthians, came because of the suffering that Paul and his companions, his friends, went through.
那些哥林多教会所受到的安慰，来自于保罗和他的同伴所受的痛苦。
I mean, notice this in these verses, that through our affliction, it helps us empathize and sympathize with others.
这里圣经上面写着，因为我们所受的苦难，让我们可以有同理，可以同情你们所经历的一
Paul
切。
calls it sharing through suffering.
保罗，他在他的，他在他的困难当中，可以来分享这样的安慰。
Verse 7.
第七节，
Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, we also share in our comfort.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
He's reminding the Corinthians of the suffering they went through.
他提醒那些哥林多教会的人，他们所受的苦楚。
And he reminds them of the comfort that came to him, and from that he can comfort them.
他也提醒他们他自己所受到的安慰，以至于他可以把这些安慰带给他们。
See, comfort of Christ, I mean, there's an abundance, there's a lot of it.
从耶稣而来的安慰确实是很多，有很多的层面。
And in the conclusion of verse 7 is these two things go together. You cannot separate comfort and suffering
这
and
两件
affliction.
事情，患难和安慰是交织在一起的。你不能把一件事情从，你不能把患难从安慰中分离出来。
And so, as a church, as a body of Christ, we are the ones to bring comfort into this world, into this broken, this sick, and dying world.
作为耶稣的肢体，作为教会，我们有责任将这样的来自于神的安慰带到这个支离破碎的社会、支离破碎的世界当中。
Now look at verse 8.
我们看到第八节，
Because Paul does something here that a lot of men don't do. They share about them, their problems.
保罗他在这里分享他所受的各样的苦难，
Yeah, he talks about his problems.
他也讲述他自己所经历的。
He tells them, I do not want you to be unaware of what I went through, but we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. Verse 8.
他说：“弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难。”
See, pay attention to what happens here.
我们一起来看一下，注意一下到底发生了什么。
To the affliction of which, the extent of the affliction Paul experienced.
保罗所受的苦难有多大呢？
First, in beginning of verse 8, he said that things were bad.
在第八节的开始的时候，他说这个苦难
I
很
mean,
不
they
好，
were really bad.
然后非常的不好。
For we were so utterly burdened.
他们被压太重，
Unaware.
几乎力不能胜。
And the next phrase, it gets worse.
然后更坏了。
Just as when you think things are as bad as they could be, it actually got worse for
当你
Paul.
觉得这个事情坏得不能再坏的时候，结果事情就更坏了。
Burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself.
这个负担让我们力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都没有了。
See, the progression was bad when they were in Asia, and then it went beyond their strength.
我们看到，在亚细亚的时候，这个患难已经很大了，然后呢，接着慢慢的就更大，让他们被压得太重，以至于不能够再坚持，
It made us want to give up on life itself.
以至于他们觉得他们的生命都要绝望了。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
Is anyone around you who you know afflicted?
你知道你周遭有没有人是受了患难呢？
How does God want you to reach out to them?
神要你怎样可以来支持帮助他们呢？
How does God want you to bring comfort to them?
神想要你怎样来给他们带来安慰呢？
So this is what we learn in this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11.
这就是我们从哥林多后书第一章一到十一节所学到的信息。
As a summary, let me do a summary.
让我来做一个总结。
All believers suffer affliction.
所有的信徒都会遭受患难。
All people suffer affliction.
所有的人都会遭受患难。
And affliction comes in many different ways.
患难有各种各样的形式。
And all believers should find comfort from God coming to us from other believers.
所有的信徒都要从神那里来到得到安慰。
And
from
through
other believers,
yeah. From, yeah, to believers, yeah.
从其他的信徒那里得到来自于神的安慰。
What else does this passage teach us?
这个经节告诉我们什么道理呢？
Sometimes things get really bad.
有的时候事情会很糟糕。
So bad to the point that your life doesn't feel like it's worth living.
坏到一定的程度，你可能觉得连活的指望都没有了。
But let your affliction, let everyone else's be an opportunity for comfort.
但是请求你们自己的患难成为别人的指望。
And an opportunity for prayer.
然后也成为一个来祷告的一个机会。
And an opportunity to praise God.
也成为
answers our prayers.
也可以成为一个能够来赞美神，因为他回应我们祷告这样的一个机会。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you, our great and merciful God, for your comfort.
神啊，感谢您，您是那位满赐恩典、满赐怜悯，然后满赐安慰的神。
Would you bring your comfort to us today?
求您可以今日就将您的安慰赐给我们。
And then, would you use us to comfort those who are in any affliction?
也求您可以来使用我，让我们把这样子的安慰带到每一个受到遭遇到患难的人的身上。
With a comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God.
就是将我们所受的安慰，把这样的安慰带到别人身上。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.